sister friends, to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and this is a bonus episode for you today. And it's so timely, and I really think this one's going to speak to all of you busy mamas out there, you busy entrepreneurs out there trying to scale or launch a business with your to-do lists that are a mile long. Or maybe you're one of those women like I am that's caught in between generations. You have your elderly in-laws or parents and your children and your husband and your business, maybe multiple businesses. Hello, anybody? And you're just trying to figure it all out. And now what? The holidays are about to come upon us and like, I don't know. Are you ready to pull your hair out and think, how can I manage it all? How can I get it all done? And maybe you feel like you've been running around like a chicken with its head cut off, which I've never quite understood. That's just such a freaky, freaky thing to imagine. So we're not going to go there today. What I want to talk to you today about is being still. Yes. You heard me. Be still. In the middle of the chaos, learning to be still. Before we jump into our day, learning to be still. And I came up with this topic this morning, actually, in my quiet time when I was being still. And I always read my devotional and open up my Bible, read some of the verses. And it wasn't the verse I was reading that caught my eye. It was another one. And it was from Exodus 14:14. And Moses, you know, painting the scenario, I think even if you're not a strong Christian, you've seen the scenario before. It's Moses bringing the Israelites out of Egypt and they go to the sea and the Egyptians are coming after them now and they're stuck. Like this, it's the sea or the Egyptians on the other side. And Moses tells the people who are about to freak out on him, you need only be still. Actually, he says in the Bible, the Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. Can you even imagine? I'm sure everybody's like, are you crazy, Moses? Like, we can't be still now. But that's what they did. And then when he was told, Moses put his staff in the water, it parted those seas, and they escaped. And we know the rest of the story. So that verse, 14:14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. That caught my eye this morning. The you need only be still. And I don't know about you, but I needed to hear that. I needed that reminder. And maybe you can relate to this. I think we all know, and maybe it's you, that anxious friend, you know the one, who's always going from one thing to another, to this thing and that thing, and always seems to be do. Like she's just going. And when you talk to her, it stresses you out because she's so stressed, she's so anxious. And again, maybe that's you. And we don't want to be that way. That is not the way we were designed to live our lives. That is not living your best life. And I want to talk to you today about really taking that time to just be still. And even when you say it, when I started saying it this morning, you need only be still, like this calmness came over me. And I want you to say that out loud. You need only be still. Doesn't it just quiet your soul? And I know. I hear you. I hear you, sister friend. You're balking at it now. You're like, but Sherry, I'm so busy. I don't have time to be still. Or Sherry, you don't understand. I have 10 kids and a husband and 2 jobs, you know, or have you seen my to-do list? There's no time to be still. And I want to tell you, the busy you are, you need only be still. And I get you. I've been there. And sometimes I'm still there and I have to remind myself. And I think that was this message this morning was a reminder to me that I need only be still. Because sometimes we get so caught up in, but I have to. And that just, again, when I say that out loud, that causes me to have anxiety. And one thing, and that's not, this is not what the message is about, but I want to throw this in here while it's on my mind. Just changing the words from I have to, you know, I have to do this, I have to make that call, I have to do whatever it is, I have to exercise, change have to get to. And just doing that one little thing is going to totally change your mindset on how you live your life. So instead of saying, I have to go exercise today, say, I get to exercise today. Instead of saying, I have to go to work, I get to go to work today. Because there's a lot of people out there who can't exercise for whatever reason. They can't go to work. So that's just another little bonus in there. So back to being still. Sometimes that being still is as simple as taking a pause. Maybe it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minute pause. Maybe it's just taking a deep breath. Maybe it's just, you know, deep breath in, deep breath out. Maybe it's waiting. That's the hardest one, at least for me. Waiting for whatever, waiting for things to happen, waiting for the blessings to come. Just waiting because you did the work. And now it's just time to wait for the fruition of your work to come. Maybe that being still is time for you to think. I don't think we take enough time to think. That we just go, and we don't pause and think. Maybe it's praying. Maybe it's meditating. Maybe it's all of the above. But whatever it is, remember, you need only be still. Now, let's talk about some of these scenarios. So maybe you're going through a period of time where there's something you need to do and it's scaring you. It's stepping out of your comfort zone. Maybe it has to do with your new business and you know there's pieces of it. Maybe it's you need to start making some phone calls. Maybe you need to reach out. Maybe you need to make a post where you're actually putting your offers out there. Maybe it's taking a course. Maybe it's creating a course. Maybe it's hiring a coach. I don't know, but it's causing you fear and you've been avoiding it. And this is where I want you to just be still for a moment, pray for courage, and then you have to step into it. So that you need only be still. I want to make sure this is clear. It does not mean sitting on the couch, eating bonbons, and drinking wine all day. Though sometimes there are days that maybe that's what we need to do. But that's not what I'm talking about today. That be still is just time to kind of regroup. That's the kind of stillness we're talking about today. And then we have to step in, just like the Israelites. They had to take that step into the sea, into the parted sea. How scary was that? Like, talk about scared. Hey, if they can do that, we can do anything, sister friend. We can do anything. Imagine that. Walking through this dry land, but there's water on either side of you. Holy cow. So whatever it is you've been fearful of, think about that. You've got this. You can do this. But take a moment to just pause, think it through, make sure you're making the first best step, and then do it. All right. Maybe another scenario right now that you're feeling is just that overwhelm. And I think that's true for so many of us. Like, our to-do list just keeps getting longer and longer and longer. And now we're about to enter into the holiday season, which there's always more to do. Now, this year, 2020, it's going to look a little different. And I think God has caused us to pause a lot this year. Maybe he was like screaming at us, hey, you people, you need only be still. And he's forcing us to be still. So embrace the stillness. Embrace that. You know what? You're probably not going to have, if you have children, school-age children, you're probably not going to have concerts to go to this year. You're probably not going to have to do a lot of the things you normally do. So embrace that and use that time wisely to be still. So if you feel like your life is out of control, then you, more than anyone, you need to time to carve out time to just be. Sit down with your journal, sit down with your calendar, write out everything, do that dump list. That will just give you peace right there. Sometimes just writing out what we have to do is easier than the actually doing it. Because when we write it all out, sometimes we look and say, wait, it's really not that bad. And then you can look at that list and you can look to see, what can I delegate out? What can I outsource? What can I just scratch off? What have I been doing that, you know what, I don't really need to be doing this anymore. It's not serving me anymore in my life. Really be discerning about your to-do list. Prioritize it. Take that deep breath in, deep breath out. If you need to, go for a little walk and then get back to work with the priorities in order. So it's instead of just go, 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 sometimes we need to pause and then go, because you need only be still. All right, for some of us, and this one's a hard one for me, we're anxiously waiting for that business to grow. And we make the mistake that we need to do more in our business to get it to grow. That for me, I am a course junkie. I love to learn. And I jump from one course to another course to another course. So right now, I'm actually in two courses I'm paying for. One is to how to create courses, which I'm super excited about. Creating some courses for you ladies. I have my upcoming vision board creating and goal setting crushing course that'll be launching in December. And then our official shift, I don't know if it's going to be shift sales soar or shift to soar course, our 90-day signature course relaunching in January. But I'm taking a course on how to create courses. I'm also in a course on podcast to profit, learning how to maximize this podcast. I almost signed up for another course and my husband said, stop it. He told me to be still. And you know what's funny? When I decided not to do another thing, not to worry about another course or, you know, well, wait, now I need to get my Instagram looking pretty. No, I had to stop, be still, and wait. And I swear to you, within 24 hours of realizing that and making that decision to know that I'm already doing enough to build my business, I had a new client contact me. And then this week it happened again. I almost jumped into like, wait, maybe I need to be doing this. Nope, I'm already doing enough. And another new client contacted me. And I've had that happen in my direct sales business too, that when I was getting anxious and I was feeling like I had to, you know, well, try this, and then I got to try this idea, and then I was jumping into this idea. And I would just pause, quit trying another idea. I was doing enough. And that's the key. You got to make sure you're doing enough and wait anxiously or unanxiously, wait for the results to come. And it never failed. That's always when I had my best breakthroughs, my best achievements were when I paused and waited for the results. I let God do the rest of it. I knew I had done the work ahead of time. Now it was time to just wait. And the waiting's hard. It is not easy, especially for those of us who are high achievers. We want to see results like yesterday. But we just have to trust. And know that if you've done the work well, then pause, wait, listen. Maybe there is something more you need to be doing. But you'll find that when you're pausing and being still. You'll hear that from the Holy Spirit inside of you, not from your head, just saying, we got to try one more thing. So trust that the results will come in, or a new idea that you do need to implement will show up. And watch the results come in. Just wait, be still, take a day off. If you've been crushing it in what you need to do in your job, then take a day off, take a break. Okay, so for some of you, you need only be still because you don't even know what the heck you should be doing right now. Like, you don't know if you should be scaling your business. You don't know if you should be scaling back on your business. Maybe you don't know if you should even start a business. Maybe you don't know if you should step away from a business. You really need to take time to just be still. Because here's the thing, your next best step is going to show up when you be still. You need to take that pause and be quiet and listen. Listen for the new ideas. Listen for the clear path. When I'm in that situation, for me personally, that's when I need to take a walk. For me, it's nature. I love being in nature or near the water by myself. No music playing, no podcast to listen to, not even Uncharted Entrepreneurs, nothing. Just go and let the ideas come to you. Let the path be cleared in front of you. You truly need only be still. So when I was creating this, I got to thinking about our sailing. And, you know, right now it's November. When I'm recording this, it's cold outside. We're not sailing. But I thought back to some of the days on the lake when the wind stopped blowing and we were forced to only be still. And those are some of our most precious times on the sailboat, because that's when we can either, just if we're with friends, we just sit and we chat. Maybe we jump in the water, take a swim, listen to our music, have a cocktail, pull out the really good snacks because we're not going anywhere. We're not going side to side. It's just good quality, relaxing time. It's that renewing, refreshing, rejoicing. And you know what? The wind always eventually picks back up again. Have you ever seen a sailboat stuck in the middle of a lake for days? It doesn't happen. The wind always picks up again. So you get where you're going. But sometimes we need only be still. And it's not always on our timing. And sometimes we're not happy about it, but you make the best of it. So there's those forced pauses in our lives. Embrace them. Make the best of them. So how can you incorporate this into your life? I've already talked about a lot of these things, but just to kind of review that, it might be that perhaps you need to put it in your schedule, get up 5 minutes earlier, get up 15 minutes earlier. Sometimes you need to get up 30 minutes. The crazier your life is, the more time you need to be still. I know that sounds like such a crazy concept to believe, but trust me on this. The crazier your life is, the more time you need to be still. So how much time do you need in the morning to just get up before anybody else in the house wakes up? That's my favorite time of the day. That's when the best thoughts come to my mind. And I tell you, if I don't do that, my day, I just feel off all day long. My husband knows that about me now. Like, he knows, leave me alone, no TV. I don't look at my phone, except for maybe a timer or the date. It's just my quiet time. So maybe you need to get up earlier so you can have that quiet time, create that in your space. Maybe it's taking a walk, like I said, with no music, no headset, nothing, just be. Maybe it's just breathing. Maybe you don't have time to do that during the middle of your day. Sorry, I just bumped my mic. If you're hearing noises, maybe it's just meditating. I've always tried meditate. I'm not really good at it. My mind keeps going. I'd like to learn to meditate. Maybe that'll be my 2021 goal. Maybe it's taking a nap. I love an afternoon nap, and I'll do a whole nother training on that because I have mastered nap taking, and it's 20 minutes. And I swear to you, after a 20-minute power nap, I am refreshed. I am renewed. I have more energy. It is the best thing ever. Actually, I'll tell you the secret right now. You take your phone and you set a timer on it. You turn your phone off. So the only thing you're going to hear is the timer go off. And I set it for 20, 25, sometimes 30 minutes. Depends on my day. Set the timer and lay down. And sometimes I don't sleep, but I rest. I try to quiet my mind. Sometimes I fall so deep asleep that when that alarm goes off, I'm like, whoa, is it morning already? Like, I've drooled. It's crazy how deep asleep, but the timer is the key. Because when I used to try to take a nap before, I would never really rest because I was always worried I was going to fall deep asleep and sleep like the whole afternoon. And if I sleep more than 30 minutes, I wake up groggier and it doesn't help. So that 20 to 25 minutes is a sweet spot for a good afternoon nap. Now, sometimes I don't have time for that, but it's just like I will, if I have things I have to do in the evening in between my day, sometimes I just need to lay down for 5 minutes, 10 minutes and close my eyes. It just resets you. It's like plugging in your phone, you know, when the battery's getting low, you need to recharge. So it's just, if you don't like the word nap, just think of that. You're just going to lay down and recharge. And it's just quieting your mind. It's being still for 10, 15, 20, 25 minutes. For some of you that still have children around your house, maybe it's just hiding in the bathroom. Whether it's you can indulge in a bubble bath or just hiding in the bathroom. I've done that before. Maybe it's having a cup of tea in the afternoon, taking time to just be still in the middle of your day. Go find a window seat, have a hot cup of tea, whatever it is you need to do to recharge yourself. And again, as we enter into what can be a very busy time, what if you made a promise to yourself that you are going to carve out time to just be still? And when you do, you will probably find you have more success in your life and less stress when you take time to be still. And I know, if you haven't practiced this, it seems so backward, but it works. And I would love to hear from you. Let me know how you fit in times of stillness into your life and what do you notice? What happens? So shoot me a DM. Best place to find me really is Facebook. Like, unfortunately, I spend way too much time on Facebook, but I'm there hanging out. I'm on Instagram and you can always email me too. So all the info is in the show notes, but sherrymiterco@gmail.com is my email right now. Or just find me, Sherry Miter, Facebook and Instagram. I truly would love to hear from you guys. So let me know, how do you incorporate stillness into your life? Or do you start, if you start the practice, what results do you see? Thanks for listening, as always, to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I hope today's message did renew your spirit and just kind of give you a little calmness. If nothing else, just say to yourself, you need to only be still. Just saying those words brings a calming effect. So have a blessed day and we'll see you back next episode. Make sure you've subscribed so that you get notifications when a new show is launched. And also so you know, I try to do a new show twice a week, a bonus one and a regular one. I'm trying to get the regular ones out Tuesday mornings. Working on getting that out earlier, and then either Thursday or Fridays at the end of the week for the bonus episodes. That's going to be the new schedule. But next Tuesday, you're going to really want to get on this. If you're listening to this as it happens, it's going to come out the Tuesday before the American Thanksgiving, and it will really make a difference in how you look at your traditions around the kitchen table. Whether you celebrate Thanksgiving or not, if you're listening in another country, it's going to leave a great impact on you. I have a special guest and really great advice. All right. Thanks for listening and go out and make it a wonderful day and take time to just be still today.